afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and can you believe it is the real thing? This is not a show from the past. This is really she, and I'm coming to you from sunny Australia. And the reason we have been on, you might say, a little vacation is my partner, Richard Presser, and I have been working very diligently on some new things. And we have been working on rejuvenation for the physical, and we have also been working on clearing disease in the physical body. And the exciting thing that we're working on is rejuvenation. And the energies came to Earth to make this possible on this November the 11th. Now, this was done in Atlantis, as you may be aware, in the Temple Beautiful. The difference between Atlantis and our time frame here is in Atlantis, this rejuvenation process was done every 3 months. And what the rejuvenation process actually is to remove all of the negative energy that is being stored in the subtle body or in the light body. And they use crystals, they use light, and a few other means that they had at their disposal. But what happened is by clearing this every 3 months, it was cleared before these negative energies actually interfered with physical organs. Therefore, this was done before disease actually showed up in the physical body. And we are not doing that now. And these negative experiences like fear, terror, hatred, I mean, we can go on through so many of the negative things that do happen, have accumulated in our past lifetimes, and they also accumulate in the present. And so what happens is this, basically. So many of the light workers have stood in challenge to the dark. And you know that in history. All you've got to do is open up a history book and you see some of the things that have happened to us in the past. And things like the Inquisition, for instance, wars. Physical bodies were brought to the death process with such excruciating pain and terror that this was not given the time to clear before the physical body translated. What I mean is, you know, the physical body dies, the soul goes to a next higher dimension. But when the soul leaves the body, the energies there are on a higher level than the earth. And the law of the universe is one cannot take negative emotions created on one dimension to a next higher dimension, which means those forces, as I said, given you some examples of, you know, hatred, curses, pain, terror, these stay here in the form of a seed. And when the next incarnation comes, the soul joins the body that has been prepared by the divine blueprint, and that soul, that seed joins that body, and it moves in the bloodstream until about puberty. And at puberty, the seed opens up, and those energies flow in the bloodstream and attaches itself to that organ or system that has a comparable vibration. Now, I know that this might seem difficult to understand, but what happens is it sets up that pathway that connects to what you note of as a physical challenge in a disease. We have been working with a lot of people clearing these diseases, and you can find some of that information at www.angelicmessenger.com. where we have a healing panel of great members on the other side that work with giving us the reason behind people's disabilities and diseases. And then if they so choose, the person can work with Richard and myself and clear these. That is extraordinary information, because what we're actually doing is clearing the energy from the past lifetime and clearing the energy from the subtle body, or what some call the light body. And that part of the subtle body that is the emotional energies are right next to the physical body, and that's why you have a bleed through from the past. Now, this might seem harsh, but these are actually triggers to clear this. And so many of the light workers in particular are coming up with such involved physical disabilities and problems, and it is the soul triggering that aspect to nudge them to clear this so that they can move on to ascension. Because, as you know, ascension is moving the physical body and the soul to the next higher dimension, which is known of as the angelic realm. So, my friends, what might seem like a curse really, in essence, is a blessing if you know what the key is. Now, for those who know how to meditate, and I'm not talking about guided imagery, I'm talking about actually taking the energy body and being able to access the past. See, if you know how to truly meditate, you get into a level where the past, present, and future is incorporated in the now. There is no such thing as the past, present, and future in the higher dimension. That's why we can go to the past and we can actually access the energies, these negative energies from past lifetimes, and clear them. That's what this is all about. It is so remarkable. So that is, you might say, a twofold step. We need to clear all of the past emotional trauma that has shown up in the past that demonstrates itself into the physical by way of human suffering and disease. So that can all be cleared. And what we're working on now is rejuvenation. So all of this has to be cleared first before we can rejuvenate the human body. And as I said earlier, those energies came in here on November the 11th. This is the first time that those energies have been present here on this planet. And we are in the process now of working on this template, if you will, to actually have a process where we can rejuvenate. How about that? Imagine those days when you were 26 or 35, and now you're in your 50s and 60s. Just the thought of getting back there is extraordinary, isn't it? It's all the plan. It is the plan of perfection that takes us up through this layering of time and space to move to that level that we call ascension. We can't ascend unless we perfect. And now we have the tools to show us how to perfect. Is that exciting or what? We're open for some questions now, my friends. If you would like to call in and ask about this, would be glad to discuss it. These are incredibly beautiful times. And there is so much negativity going on around there, on the internet, in the paper, that it is so easy to be confused. It is so easy to take your thoughts away from the glory that is in front of us. The dark has pulled out all stops to keep us from ascending, to bring doubt, to bring fear. Anything that is out there that makes you feel fear is not the truth. Because the truth of the situation is that God's plan is for this planet to ascend. What is going on there is clearing past negativity. And so the world, our world, is in a form of chaos right now. And how we describe chaos from the spiritual perspective is that, you know, our physics tells us that energy is never destroyed. And that's true. But it is rearranged. And that is what's going on right now, and that is what chaos is at the moment. You might say spiritual chaos. So if Spirit's going to come in, say, with a new program of finances, if we are going to evolve to a new program of finances that is more equitable, then in that change, there is chaos because those particles are being rearranged from the dark, from the control and the domination to those of the light. On our conference calls, which can be found at www.metatronminutes.com, the masters have explained to us what this is all about. And I hear a caller, and we have a caller. And what is your name?
Hi, Carolyn. My name is Dale, calling you from the sunny state of Florida all the way over there to Australia.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't the internet fun? Did you say Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Dale. Welcome.
Thank you. I am, just to give you a little background, I have become, I would say the last month, I have become aware. And I would say this really started early in my life and all through my life. I've had things happen, supernatural things that have happened, things that normal people wouldn't see. It's something along the lines of an X-File kind of deal. However, this last month, I have really begun to open up and disconnect from the world that we're living in now. I used to be a conspiracy theorist. I was attending all of those classes, those workshops, figuring out what I needed to do, bunkered out, and it was causing my spirit to just do somersaults. It really wasn't me. I felt like I was in total angst. One day I just finally had to let go of it all, and when I did, it was like a big sigh of relief, and I followed my gut instincts, and my gut instincts have followed me well through my life. I'm still new in this game. It's not a game, but I'm still so new that I haven't achieved any levels of successful meditation yet. I am trying on different levels, but I'm still gathering information, and I understand that now my life has a purpose, but what that is, I believe, is coming to pass. I don't know, for some reason, I just got this thought in the back of my mind that I'm going to be partaking in the shift.
Probably so. On my webpage, www.metatronminutes.com, under protocols, there is the HARA protocol, H-A-R-A. If you go there and listen to how I have taken someone through the HARA protocol and you practice it, you will see that it will open up a new phase of your life, because what that protocol does is actually allows the soul to move up to the energetic level of Source, all there is. And if you do that on a constant basis, you can have an interchange between what you call God and yourself. It is quite remarkable.
Well, you know what? I think I've already been there. I was 15 years old. I not only heard a voice, but I felt it through every single atom of my body. It spoke to me from within. It was like getting shocked, but without the pain. And I don't know if that was God or the angel or my higher being, but you know what? It set the path for my life at 15 years old.
I would suspect that there is a good chance that that was your higher self.
Okay, yeah, because...
the higher self usually comes in first. I'm not saying that we can't, you know, break through and connect with God right away, but usually, from my experience, it is the high self that comes in first, because it is the high self that is directly responsible for inspiring the soul on this level. And once you start connecting with the high self and working with the high self and be willing to follow the high self's direction, it opens up all the doorways. And you see, another thing that the high self does, it literally sets up experiences for people. In other words, the high self has the ability to put into place a pathway between you and, say, someone who is able to help you, or an event that will bring you to your life's mission. So the high self is like a planner. It's a higher part, more particles of your soul that is working outside of the physical body. So part of the high self, part of the soul is you carry within your body, but then there is the high self, which is the entranceway to the soul monad, which has all of the experiences that you've accumulated in the past. And so once you start working with that, you have access to your experiences from the past. And, yes, it's very good to connect with that. So that's, I would say, the two most wondrous things that a person can do for themselves spiritually is to work with that Hara protocol to connect with all there is. And when you first open that up, you just get a glimpse. If you work with it every day, your awareness goes there and you collect more and more of what is important to understand about all there is. Because the first time a person goes there, they might just be aware of light. They might just be aware of this loving energy, this loving exchange between another being and themselves. And the more you work with it, the more you start to see things. You might see Mother God sitting behind Father God. You might see the cherubim on the left side. You start to become aware more and more of the energies that surround all there is.
Oh, Carolyn, I can't wait. I know you have the idea, but I have smelt roses and never been around any roses in my life. I have heard, I've listened to a choir singing in my head when I was younger, and it was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And then now I've had this ringing in my ears, this very high-pitched ringing in my ears for about 3 years. What's that?
That would be, there is a vibrational sound that connects all of creation. Some people hear it in meditation. I've heard it in, you might hear it in a very high mountain. In other words, as that sound comes to earth, it is very noticeable at a very high, mountain range. Like I was in Switzerland, I was in the Alps, and I heard it as I came down on a tram rail, and it is melodious. It is like, oh, and you think of, you know, some of the pictures of fairy godmothers with the fairy dust floating. It's hard to describe, but it is the sound of creation, that sound that binds together all of the molecules in creation, and you're able to hear this. And if you can follow it, it's really the same thing that we're talking about with the Hara protocol, going directly to...
That's what I want to ask you. This Hara line protocol, will it help me with it, help me recognize and maybe quell it? Because, you know, there's days, there are days it is so bad. I'll give you an instance. For the last 7 days, it's like a phase. I peaked out, I think it was on the 11th, and I kind of thought maybe this was going hand in hand for what I've been listening here on the everybody talk about and the 11/11. However, now I feel like it may have passed and it's starting to subside, but there's times it's so bad I literally get dizzy and sometimes not quite sick but nauseous.
Well, what that is your body's integrating those energies, and what happens is those particular energies are the strongest energies that have come to this planet yet, and they're so strong that the body cannot access it all at one time, and so it goes into the energy bodies, and you slowly integrate it, and so you're still feeling some of the nausea as you integrate this. So when you have this very high-pitched energy come in on the 11th, you're not able to integrate it all at one time. Your energy systems would burn out. So the physical has a method of bringing it into the energy bodies and then slowly integrate it into the physical. So this integration, the energies themselves can run like 3 days before the date, so 3 days before the 11th, you were starting to feel a buildup. 3 days after, you still feel some of it as it wanes, but you're holding these energies in your energy body and slowly integrating it into the physical. What I'm hearing now from my guides is that probably is not going to be integrated completely until about the 18th to the 21st. You might see it depends on how much. See, there's intent there. Energies come, and everyone doesn't necessarily assimilate them all. A lot has to do with the intent of the soul and their spiritual mission. And so if you're focusing on spiritual issues like you are, you would be able to access more of the energies because it's where
I got to tell you, two days ago, I thought, It was so strong. My fingertips were literally vibrating it's the feeling after you've stuck your finger in a light socket, it felt like I had electricity at my fingertips. It was amazing. I've never felt that before.
Well, you wouldn't because, like I said, they're the most powerful energies that have come to Earth so far. If you go to our website,
I'm on the one with the hair and line protocol.
Yeah, that's on Metatron Menace, but we have another website that is the countdown towards 2012.
Oh.
And on that particular website, we have the historical approach of all the energies that have come to Earth on the new moons, on the equinoxes, on these special days. And this is our countdown to 2012. And we list what energies are coming in and what those energies entail. And these, we are channeling this, Richard and I are channeling this from Mother Mary and Yeshua mostly.
Well, I'm definitely going to check out your website and get on the Aaron Line protocol if this is going to help
me. Do that, and then the other thing that is even more important, not that that's not important, but more important, is to bring in the high self. You see, most people are working with their high self through intuition only, and we can bring the high self into the heart center for short periods of time and have a dialogue with the high self.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this higher self that made contact with me when I was 15 years old, it was a middle-aged man, about 40s or 50s, and all it said was my middle name. That is all that was said, and I automatically dropped to my hands and knees, and I began to cry. It was a life-altering experience. I look back on it now, I'm like, Yeah, you think you got prostate? Let me put this one up on you, pal. See how you grip this. People
well,
look
you
at
know, if you're so inclined, you might consider ordering a Medicon soul healing because we take you to those places. Anyway, you can see some information on that Metatron Minutes site and
okay.
see what you think about it. Your soul will prompt you as to whether or not you feel that's for you.
Great. Well, thank you very
much.
Bringing
in the high self into the physical is so important. And what happens is, energetically, vibrationally, our high self is so much higher in vibration than we are, and so we can only contain the high self into the heart center for short periods of time. And
now, when this shift occurs, when we go through this earth shift, this paradigm shift, are you saying, I think I heard you earlier say that the body will also follow the spirit?
I'm not quite sure what you're referring to.
The higher, the way I understand it, maybe I could be wrong, I may be getting this information from some other sites, but I'm getting this, all of this is coming to a new earth, correct?
There is a new earth that is forming that is vibrationally pure. If you think about what's happening on the earth right now, if you think about all of the debris that is here from chemicals, that is here, well, I don't have to go through the list. You understand
right.
pollutants and so forth. Well, there is a new earth forming vibrationally that is in its purest form that it was in the beginning without all of the interference by man and the dark. And humanity that is ready will be moving to this new earth. It will be as the earth was originally created.
Oh, wait, so that means that I'll be
can see into the inner planes, people who can see into the inner planes can see the new earth forming. It's almost like a shadow image. It's almost like a reflection. They're very close to one another.
Okay.
As far as form is concerned, and
right.
but vibrationally, they're a great distance apart from one another, but it just looks like a shadow image. And people who can see into the next dimension report that this has been forming over the last several years. And, of course, it's becoming more dense, but it is not ready for human habitation yet, though there are some who visit the new earth occasionally. I've visited the new earth on occasion and do that to refresh my vibrational field. So people can go there by intent. You see, something that we don't understand, as human beings, we truly are masters. We have forgotten this. And so much of what we are able to do, we can do it through intent. Intent for the right reasons. And so if you really want to visit the new earth during meditation, intend to be taken there. And you can see the transition between this vibrational dimension and the next vibrational dimension. And just listen to my words and follow me because you might be able to see it. There is a line. You go up so far in this dimension, intend to go up to the high astral plane. Intend for your soul to take you to the high astral plane right now. And there is a line above that, and it's hard to explain it. It's a slight separation. And
okay.
the two-dimensional fields, can you see that?
No, I don't see them, but I'm following you.
This sounds so familiar.
You're right. It's like we have forgotten. But it's like right
there,
there's something on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, you just have forgotten. And see, you are in the early stages of remembering. And
so what do I do? Just take my time and let it come?
Well,
and work on it with your protocol?
Let me explain first about the brain. We have the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain, and it's connected by the corpus callosum, which is also known as the third eye. Now, the left side of the brain is the scientific side, the logical side, that side of structure, that side of schedule. The right side of the brain is that spiritual side that prompts, that God prompts through, and also your soul. Well, if you have a prompting from your soul and you try to analyze it, then you're in the left side of the brain. And the left side of the brain does not understand what's going on in the right side of the brain. They say, oh, what is this? And then you start doubting. So the most important thing when you are working, when you are meditating, when you hear something, don't say to yourself, oh, that seems strange. I've heard this before. Because then you're in the left side of the brain. You must stay in the right side of the brain. And it is like, yes, I understand. Tell me more. And trust. That keeps you in the right side of the brain. It keeps you with your spiritual intuition.
Okay.
And when I work with people, I hear this all the time. We'll ask a question, and the soul prompts them, gives them the answer, and right away they're starting to analyze it. And so a lot depends, too, on the kind of work that a person does. If they work every day from the left side of the brain, it's really harder for them to get to the spiritual side, stay with it, and trust it. But that's the secret of developing higher spiritual attainment.
Right.
Just intend to listen to God, to listen to your soul's prompting, and trust. Just stay there. Don't go to the left side. Don't analyze it. Don't ask questions. Just go with it for a moment, and you will be surprised where it will take you. Most people get confounded because they've got all these questions. Whereas if they stay in trust, if they stay with their soul's inspiration, it will take you there. And when you bring in the high self and you stay with your spiritual promptings, you just write those down in a ledger, in a book of some sort. And then that is where you ask your question. So the next time you work, you take that question and then you throw that question out and allow the soul to answer it. But don't do it as you were meditating, because it just takes you right off the path. And it frustrates people because it says, oh, I want to get there, but I can't get there. Well, of course you can, because you're blocking it.
So it's really learning
and
that,
you see,
really
this happens
learning
in
to
Atlanta.
Untrain our brains.
Huh?
It's really about learning how to rewire our brains to think.
Well, it is, but it's so simple. It seems difficult, but it is not.
Okay.
And it's hard. So if you know, when people hold space for you, it really is quite easy. And when we do a soul healing, Richard and I hold the space for the person, and it's a lot easier for them to get into themselves. And once you do it, you open up the door. That's all you got to do it is once. It's there.
Well, I got a feeling my whole life has been a setup for this moment. It just feels like I've been in this waiting of a holding pattern my whole life, and now I feel like it's coming.
Well, meditate.
And get very
relaxed. Ask your higher self, what is my mission? And then be quiet. And just trust that you will get the right answer. Stay in trust. Stay in faith, and you will get there. Don't question, because it's right at your fingertip right now. You are ready to open. And what all of this is about is your mission, and why did you come here, and what planet did you come from? You came from another planet, my dear.
Oh,
and
you're giving me goosebumps.
It's the intent of your soul to bring those energies in. What'd you say?
You're giving me goosebump pimples. I've made a video on YouTube, and it deals specifically with this, and I do believe I am a time traveler.
Well, and the energies that you're bringing in and the information is really from your compatriots at home. Who do you think spoke to you when you were that young child that you're talking about? It was that compatriot from home that is working with you.
Oh, wow.
How does that make you feel when I tell you that? How do you feel? How does the body feel when I tell you that, that was the compatriot from your home planet?
Oh, I feel like I miss you. I miss them.
Let me tell you something, my dear. The body never lies. Others might lie to you, but your body doesn't.
Yeah.
Your body is telling you that that's the truth.
Oh, I've always known this. Oh, my gosh, I was a kid treated with hyperactivity. I was treated with Ritalin and Depakote, and all I did was walk around drooling, and I took my eyes off the sky. And had to end up being, stuck here on Earth with the rest of the surface dwellers.
Sometimes it hurts, doesn't it?
I'll tell you what, I really love to make people laugh. And every time I just see some disgusting people doing disgusting things, I can't help it, but sometimes I just come out and blurt out, humans. I just say, you earthlings. You have no idea.
My dear, you are a great healer. You're a healer you're a healer of souls.
Well, I'm going to get busy now.
And all I can say to you is, get with the program.
Yes, I am definitely plugging in. If this is bringing me opening up a whole new chapter. I really feel, and this has given me affirmation of what I've really been thinking all along. And I know that I am not alone. I do know that there are thousands, if not maybe hundreds of thousands of us too. I'm thinking I was the first waiver that came in. I'm 43. I was born in 65. And I believe that there's two other waves behind me. And my daughter, I think, may very well be one, the second wave, but I don't talk to her much. Her mother and I have been.
Do you see what you're doing right now, my dear? You're getting caught up in the left side of the brain. None of that matters.
Oh my God!
Listen to me. Listen to me.
All right.
What matters is that you came in during the time of Atlantis. You saw Atlantis fall, and when you did, you knew you would be back now at the end of this cycle to help bring humanity up to that level where they were in Atlantis and beyond. That's why you're here now.
Oh, I've always wondered about Atlantis. Here's the block. I don't see the past lives. But I could see the connection with Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
I think
close
there's
your
more than one Atlantis.
Close your eyes.
Multiverses.
See yourself in Atlantis. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Let your soul take you there. And tell me how you're dressed. Just relax.
It's kind of like maybe fine linen.
Well, it was a fine
cloth. I see some gold, a lot of blue.
Yeah. And what did you have on your head? Anything?
I don't see it. I don't see it right now. I see a lot of blue and architecture. What do the words
royal regalia make you feel?
Say that again.
Royal regalia.
royal regalia?
Yeah, you had the trappings of a king.
Wow. Whoa. That's a heavy.
My dear, we need to move on.
Okay.
You fit with that a little bit. I think we've opened some doorways. You've got a lot of work to do, but you'll get there.
Thank you. And I will, yes. Nice talking with you, Carolyn. Great show as always. And I will be listening in the future. Meanwhile, I'm going to be paying attention to these protocols and getting educated.
Sounds good, dear.
Have a good night. Talk to you
too.
Bye bye.
Goodbye. And so, my friends, is this day that we are living exciting or what? Anybody else out there have a question? If we have sparked your interest, give us a call here at BBS Radio, and we'd be glad to chat with you. We hear so much negativity today, and I'm here to tell you, my friends, there is nothing to be negative about. We're going to have some weather changes. No doubt about it. The earth is moving into some new places because it too is clearing. We have old plates that need to be regenerated. Gaia has been trying to clear, and yet there is so many human emotions that are so destructive to her. But it's all glorious. It is all glorious. Well, we only have about, maybe 10 minutes. If you want to get a call in, it's got to be now or forever hold your peace, at least on this day. So tell me, my friends, what are you feeling at the moment? What is your body telling you? You can never go wrong when you tune into the body. As I was telling the earlier caller, the body never lies. And so we have triggers all around us in our relationships and deeds that happen during the day. And these triggers trigger things that are really important for us to explore, to understand. And if someone says something that upsets you or makes you angry, you really need to sit with that in a quiet moment to understand why the trigger. What happened here? Why did I have that response? And if you really go within and try to explore your own responses and not get angry at the person that triggered you because, you know, they were there to assist you, but so many times we get wrapped up in anger for some reason, like it's their fault that they triggered us, you'll find great answers. And so we have another caller in your name.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Lisa, did you say?
Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got a bit of a cold time.
What can we do for you, dear?
I've actually never called in for you before, but I would love to just get an Akashic reading.
So you wanted some information, perhaps?
Yeah.
What did you want to know?
Anything that might be coming up that I might need to know. Okay.
Well, that's not really the way the records work. Records are your experiences. It is everything that you experience as a soul. And it is all recorded in vibration. And so it's not like a place where you go for prophecy. It's a place where you ask questions about your past as it pertains to you. For instance, we could ask a question, you might have a relative that is really bothersome and you don't know how to handle it. You might ask a question about, you know, what is it in our relationship that triggers me so? Well, the Akashic Records can tell us, you know, they might have been a relative in the past and there's some healing that needs to be done. or a person might ask, what is my mission? But it's not the it's not the job of the records to give general statements like that, because you see, what that is judgment. The records don't judge. They just hold past experiences and retrieve for answers in the present.
So I have a question.
Sure.
I'll then ask for my mission, for my soul's purpose. How's that?
Well, now see, that's just perfect.
Okay.
And I'm being prompted to ask you, what do you think your mission is?
I think it's got something to do with healing.
Aha. You see, the records give us information because they want to empower us. And you already understand that you are a healer. And as I look upon your soul when it was created, and I can do this, I can follow that string of energy, and I see when Source called you forth on a green ray, and that is the healing ray. That is the ray, the energy ray of healers. And that was your primary focus. And a whole group of healers came together at that time. And you also have a lot of gold mixed in with that green. And so it means that your healing missions were directly related with Source or all there is, that when you would heal, you would come in to heal at the request of Source. So you are a very special healer. You are here to heal people and planetary beings, planetary events, on a very specialized basis at the request of all there is. When I say that to you, how does it make you feel?
It actually resonates with me really well, yet I'm, I guess, a bit confused, and I have been for a while, as to how I'm supposed to be doing that. But I believe I'm supposed
to.
I'm just not clear on
that. When someone tells you something, that's the all, that is the way to check truth. How does it make me feel? Is that resonating with me, or does it put me in fear or tension of some sort? And if it resonates with you and it makes you feel happy, then you know that what you've heard has a bearing in truth. And how you, so the question, the next question that you're asking is, how am I supposed to do this? Well, what I
and you might not have the answer.
Well, I'm clairaudient also.
Oh.
And so what I am hearing, and this is coming forth from one of the cherubim who hold the records, who are looking at your records, that you, among so many other people, must learn how to meditate, because your healing is a direct route to all there is, bringing forth that information from all there is in words and in energy to be healing the planet and to be healing people. Might say you are a healer sent here by all there is. And to get that information, you have to meditate, go to the higher plane, and bring that in. And this is why you're not starting right now, because you're not meditating. You're not meditating.
I have been.
And what'd you say?
I actually have been, but perhaps I might not be meditating on exactly that.
You see, people are really confused about meditating. They follow guided imagery, you know, statements that take, and it's very beautiful, and it's really great for relaxing the body. And that is certainly a first step of relaxing the body and getting to the next step of actually moving in a higher vibratory rate. And do you know when you go to sleep? Now, I'm not saying that you meditate when you go to sleep, but you know when you go to sleep and you've really had a busy day and you kind of just relax, you kind of let it all go, and you can feel this great sense of relaxation in your body. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the state that you reach when you wish to meditate. You relax until you get to that state. That's one way that you do it. Another way that you can do it is to work with a candle. You open your eyes and you see a burning candle, and you close your eyes, and then you open your eyes and see a burning candle, and then you close your eyes. And you do this until, when you close your eyes, you can see that burning candle in front of your third eye. All that is setting the tone, putting you in a place that the mind can take you, can insert you to that point where you want to go to. So there's a lot of other ways of meditating also, but it is an energetic thing. But you have such a glorious path in front of you that will bring you great happiness.
Yeah, that is
and you're
meditating.
A beautiful soul. And you've done this so many times. Each time we have been at the moment of a new golden age, you have come in to bring sources, information. It's what you've done. It's why you're here now.
I totally agree with you.
What you can do is go to our 2012 countdown page and sign up for some of our free conference calls. You'll get some understanding of what we do as a group where you might be able to. Yeah, go sign up. We have a sign-up sheet. They're free.
I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, my friends, we have 3 minutes and really too late to actually take another phone call. But if you go to our website at the 2012countdown.com, there's so much information there about the energies coming in, different protocols, different channelings that we have done from Source, from Mother, Father, God, telling us so much of what can be expected, of what is here now. So go check it out. I'm glad to be back here after this long vacation, but I have been working harder than ever. Been working harder than ever trying to bring forth new information on the new energies. And I'm delighted to be here. Next week, this time, well, not this time, but earlier in the day, Charlene McNeil will be with us. And she heals on a different level than I heal. We're two different kinds of healers, though our mission is the same. And it's kind of interesting to see how we each work a little bit differently from one another. And so it's an indication of you also, because if you're a healer, each healer has a different aspect, a different approach. And honor your own individuality. Every soul is different. They're like fingerprints. They're like snow that falls upon the earth, each flake different in some small way from another. And so enjoy your individuality, my friends. It is your gift to Source what you have brought together, what you are, the beautiful soul that you have attained as you're on your path to your mastery, to remember again who you are. We're all coming to join today to understand who we are. And so, until next week, this is Carolyn Evers. Tune in. Tell your friends about our show so that we can all touch one another and remember. Goodbye for now.